Hello, my name is Jonatha Kotler, and this is an excerpt from my story, A Stranger's Four Seasons of Edinburgh. Autumn. I walk down the little cobbled street away from where I sleep. I hesitate to call it where I live. It doesn't feel like home to me, nor has it embraced me. I tried at first to spruce up the plainness of it, the strange old plates with cracks in them that were made by who knows when. I've added postcards of places I've visited, attached to the wall with a stretchy blue plastic putty meant to be easy to remove, because tape would just tear the plaster right off. I'm trying to be a good tenant, but I also realize that unlike the people who chipped the plates, my presence here will leave no trace. No matter how many responsibly attached postcards I put up, it doesn't matter, because it feels like a stranger's home in which I borrow a small space. My bedroom is like a novitiate's cell. Narrow bed, tiny desk with straight-backed wooden chair. Three rungs on it, and I sometimes hang socks on it to dry. Well, there, my trace, a shadow on the chair ladder from moist socks. I wanted, somehow, something more from this adventurous life. But the room, though plain, with its threadbare towel hanging on the radiator, does feel safe. I added an extra blanket from a charity shop, and I'm warm there. When I leave the little space behind and walk down the uneven street, there are two main ways to look. If I choose to look down, I see the paving stones, cut roughly the same, but never machine perfect, and shifted over time, like the worn-down teeth of an old, old man, and as brown. They're covered in the scattered leaves that have begun fluttering down in the last few days. At first, they seemed like a mistake, furtive in their dashing path to the ground. But now the early pioneers have forged the way, and the others have followed suit. They're yellow and orange and red, broken or perfect or ground into leafy dust by people's feet as they hurry to important places to do important things. If I look up, the late arrivers, the leaves who would never think to join the party in the first hour, are like a gently undulating sunrise above. There are high walls separating the street from the stately homes. The walls themselves are stone. Stone built upon stone with gray mortar in between. It's the same sort of wall you would imagine in Hobbiton. Only those had some sweet intention to keep wee sheep from wandering or something. Here, they're the imposing walls of the fairy tale, meant to keep someone out rather than keeping something in. And I can see exactly where the impulse for their stories comes from. Behind the wall, a tree, whose golden fruit, pears, bulbous, holding in their sweetness, a collection of all the sunshine and pure water they've taken in all summer long and converted by means of alchemy to nourishing and tempting food. Yes, tempting.